G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 17. John Barker joining you along with Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Joel, many's the time we say that the weather's cold but the green shoots of spring are appearing, and you must say it this week because we've got four stakes races at Caulfield, a couple of great three-year-old races, the sprint and the return of the Cox Plate favourite in the Peter Lawrence.
Yes, some good action at Caulfield on Saturday. As you said, Mystic Journey reappears in the Lawrence a fortnight later than originally intended. She's very short for the Cox Plate, which $4.50 favourite at the moment, so very short. She's even shorter on Saturday, $1.80, as short as $1.80 in some places. But keen to see her back, Hartnell. 9 years of age now. He didn't show many signs of slowing down last prep, so he's there as a worthy competitor. And the three-year-olds return, always exciting races, the Vane and the Cosette. The Vane, smaller field than usual, usually much bigger field than that. There was a few more noms, but only seven to run. The Cosette certainly looks very open.
Small but select field, as you say, for the Vane. And Daniel, you've spoken this week in Winning Post to Levi Kavanagh, who has got one of the main chances there in excess funds. Most of the other main chances are, of course, resuming here. But the plan for excess funds is to go around here, hopefully win with the fitness advantage, and then just have a bit of a let up and reappear deeper into the spring.
Yeah, correct. And I think it was a tinge of confidence about Levi, about excess funds this week. And of course, the nominations, I thought there'd be, as Joel touched on, I thought there'd be quite a few more runners. But still a ripping Vane Stakes, and yeah, with Dubious and Buavac, two of the main chances in the field resuming, it gives excess funds a good chance to win a group race early on in his career. I think the Cosette, though, is other than the obvious highlight of Mystic Journey resuming in the PB Lawrence, the Cosette Stakes, that is a ripping race. I think a case can be made, a throwaway line sometimes, but a case can be made literally for every run in the field. I think so anyway. Some more than others, no doubt. But that's the race I'm looking forward to on Saturday, Cosette, in race six.
Right. Well, we'll get straight into the Vane because it is the first of the black type races. But prior to that, there is an interesting race earlier on, the mile race. There, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Horses resuming there, all imports, five of them European, one South African, three of them for Liam Howley and Lloyd Williams, and two others for Waller. No bet race for you, Joel?
No, you've led me into this beautifully, because I've made one in this race my best bet, only because I couldn't find anything else that I was overly keen on. On the program, only two of these 11 started their career in Australia. It's an intriguing race. The pick of the Lloyd Williams trio is clearly Douglas MacArthur over this sort of distance range. He's got plenty of class about him. Hasn't raced for a long time, nearing on 2 years. But you go back through his three-year-old season in Europe and he was beating and matching it with Rekindling, Yucatan, Best of Days. He was only a couple of lengths off him. He led to the 200 in the English Derby. So, look, he's very talented. Glue on Shoes on the front here is a query. A lot of punters steer off them. So, look, I'm looking to the market, but I think if he brings his best, I think he wins, put it that way. So, I will be betting on that race, as long as he's, not wildly out the gate and gets from fives out to tens. That'll present some warning signs.
All right, well, we'll get back to the rest of the specials after we deal with the black type. As I mentioned, first of it is race five, Ladbrokes Vane Stakes. And, given that you've spoken to Levi Kavanagh, Daniel, you are indeed tipping excess funds.
Sure am. I thought his run in the Lightning Stakes was really, really good. He ran on quite well against the pattern of the day. The winner sort of canted the race on a plate, almost assertive approach. And that also, of course, came out last Saturday and ran well, albeit beaten by the inevitable, but they cleared it on the rest. So happy to be with excess funds on top, match fitness on side, on on his side, as we've touched on. Dubious in next, very good in a weight for age Group 1 last preparation in the Brisbane Winter Carnival. So they might be still carrying some residual fitness. They've got Buavac in next, and Sebricate, I think, can run a race as well. Might be one over the odds. 7, 2, 1 and 3, race 5.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Excess Funds too. I've had something on him every start, and yeah, I think he certainly hasn't shown me anything to drop off him yet. I thought he measured up pretty well in that race against the 3-year-olds there in Adelaide last start behind a Certif Approach, who was only just beaten last week. So yeah, I think he's worth sticking with. From 2 Bivouac, I think he measures up pretty well against Dubious. Well, he is the favourite ahead of Dubious. I think many thought Dubious might be favourite, but Bivouac did finish just behind him in the autumn, and did come out and, well, beat Libertini. Libertini was on debut, but there's big spruiks about her and the way she's come back, so I think that form will hold up. 5 Condos Express, I've thrown in for third. The fit, up-and-going horse, really improved with the blinkers on at the Valley, and Dubious, yeah, he can win. He's in for fourth.
Well, Bivouac for me as well. Bivouac to beat Sebricate, Dubious and Excess Funds. Race 6 is the Fillies Division. It's the Beck Pro Build Quizette Stakes, 1100 at Group 3 level. Daniel?
I spent a lot of time on this race. So, like, I landed with Cheerleader on top. I thought her Flemington jump out was very good, come up in good order. But just the performance last preparation and that Moonee Valley win at listed level, went to the front and just gave nothing else a chance. 1 by 5 lengths. There was a pretty good field in behind her. And then just excuses off her when she went to Sydney in the Group 2 Percy Sykes. Might have been an end of prep run. It was her debut preparation, but a lot to like about Cheerleader. The barrier, a little bit of a concern, but thinking Damien Lane can do the right thing by her. And yeah, I think Cheerleader on top for me. Liar in next. Jump outs have been okay. Of course, the Blue Diamond winner at this track last time she was here. Sizzle Fly, given a little bit of a freshen up since unlucky seconds in behind King of Hastings, a smart gelding from the Freedman stable. The runs prior are very good. An Absolute Flirt should have won last should have won first up at Moonee Valley, I thought. A few more there can make a case. Exhilarates, and I think La Follet is a good roughie at big odds. But yeah, 6 Cheerleader on top of 1, 9, and 5.
Yeah, very tough race. I was sort of looking at Liar, Brooklyn Hustle, and ended up going for one to roll both of them. Number 13, Excused. Thought she was pretty good on debut at Sandown. Heavy 9 track. But she showed a good turn of foot early in the straight to put the rivals away. A couple of horses ran on from the back to fill with minor placing. She's been given a bit of a break and really liked her recent jump out. Dwayne Dunn was aboard at Flemington, and he just sort of asked her for a little bit on the turn, and she quickly responded and put sort of a length or so on her rival. So I think she's got some talent. To beat 8 Brooklyn Hustle, trial was very, very good. Obviously big raps on her leading into the Blue Diamond. Liar accounted for her both times they met, but Brooklyn Hustle just seemed a bit sort of a bit green, a bit new to it in those races. She might have improved through the break. 1 Liar can clearly win, as can 6 Cheerleader, the next best.
Similar for me, I went for Brooklyn Hustle, in fact, made her my best on a fairly tough day. From the Godolphin pair, number 2 Pinsec and number 1 Liar, and then I've got Excused. Joel's tip in for fourth. Race 7 at Caulfield on Saturday is the Regal Roller Stakes. This is a listed event over 1,200 metres.
I'm with Haunted on top in this on a sort of an each-way base, come around that $556 mark. A few of these resuming, and it's a match fitness on his side. I think he's been very good this preparation. Last start in Sydney, sort of had the hit and run up there. Went to Grafton in the Ramorny. Was unlucky there. It was a horror watch. And then over race the whole way at Randwick, and then still was able to run on quite strongly with the 59 kilos on his back. Kira McAvoy sticks on, he drops 3 kilos from that. Of course, it's a tougher race. But I think he's definitely good enough to win this and forward enough, and happy to have the 5 on top. Haunted Behemoth in next, liked his run in the Lightning, sort of ran on close to the inside, but ran on strongly with Excess Funds in that race. Be good to your mother. Sprue course, obviously 5 from 5 last prep and has jumped out quite well, and we'll go fundamentalist in next. But 5 Haunted on top of 7, 9, and 1.
Yeah, well, I'll tip Antar. I was tipping in last week in the Ori Star, and Jason Warren elected to scratch him once the track got into the heavy range. He has won on wet ground, and they were keen initially to kick him off on the big track. So Matt Caulfield, and the track's going to be, well, in the soft range. That might suit him better, and he is a winner at Caulfield, so I'll stick with him. From 7 Behemoth, good return in Adelaide. 9 Be Good To Your Mother, needs to step up to the plate, but look very smart last prep. And 1 Fundamentalist, of course, has the good form on the board.
I'm with Be Good To Your Mother to beat Behemoth, Haunted, and Antar. Race 8 is the main race of the day, although some, I suppose, would say the Quizette is the race of the day, but this is the Group 2 Wait For Age PB Lawrence Stakes worth $200,000. We did have the Caulfield Cup winner resume in this a few years ago in Jamaica, but before that, to get one of the major winners, you go back to 2008 and Moldavian, who went on to win the Cox Plate, and that is what Mystic Journey is going to attempt to do, but very much short enough, Daniel, at $1.90.
Yeah, I can't take that sort of price. We're riding best bets. I probably want at least $2 for Mystic Journey, but maybe $220, $225 might be a backable sort of price for her. She might get out to that, but who knows. But she's on top here. Look, of course, Australian Guineas, All-Star Mile, those two wins sort of elevated her to... the exposure that she's got now, and that All-Star Mile win was just simply terrific. I thought, sat wide the whole time. I couldn't believe she kept coming in the straight. Not only she kept coming, she was sort of running away from them on the line. It was some sort of win, and whether she can go on with it as a four-year-old, that's the question. But the way she sort of jumped out and tried in Tasmania gives me no reason to believe she won't. So she's on top. Hartnell in next. He's a winner of this race first up. In the past, he's also won a Group 1 over 1400 metres as well. He has to go in Cliff's Edge and 50 Stars for the Mara and Eustace. Sorry, 50 Stars is a Tays and Dabney Rollers, but Cliff's Edge in next for the pleasing first up run, and 50 Stars in for fourth. But yeah, 11 on top, Mystic Journey of 1, 4 and 5.
Yeah, purely on value here, I'm tipping against Mystic Journey. She looks, you know, she probably should be winning, but she's very short. And I think 50 Stars could be the one. He took a couple of runs last prep, but they kicked him off at 1,200. It was a good three at the Valley, and then he went to the Oar, and there wasn't much pressure on. Manuel was able to control it up near the lead. And then he really switched on, won the Blamey in the Ajax in Sydney, started favourite in the Doncaster. I think returning on a track with Given It at 1,400 can see him perform better first up than what he did last prep. So I think at $8 or $9, I'd rather play him each way. From 11, Mystic Journey, 1, Hartnell, and 6, Sikandarabad, who I was tipping early in his last preparation, and he ran really well first up last prep. He had takedown laying all over him in the straight, and he ran fourth. He's the sort of horse that could bob up at a good price in your trifectas.
Yeah, I suppose the other thing for punters to note, and the point that I made in Best Bets this week, is if you have backed Mystic Journey, and, you know, let me just... my disclaimer is that I am one of the biggest Mystic Journey fans going around, but if you've backed her at the ridiculous price that she is for the Cox Plate, you probably wouldn't be that keen to see her win this, because the ones that have gone on and won the really big races haven't tended to win this race. They've been the ones that have been running on in behind the winner. However, I guess... you know, I guess Winx just wins, you know, won everything, didn't she? Won first up and then just kept winning. And since everyone seems to think Mystic... since everyone's looking for the new Winx and have decided Mystic Journey's it, I suppose that's why she's $1.90. But anyway, got her on top to beat Hartnell, 50 Stars and Cliff's Edge. No great surprise there. Our special. So my best, as I mentioned, was Brooklyn Hustle. And my value bet comes up in... the last, and that's Bella Vella for Will Clarkin, scratch from Adelaide, as is Behemoth. Behemoth is not scratch from Adelaide as we speak to you, but we believe Behemoth is coming over for the Regal Roller. Joel, we had your best was Douglas MacArthur in race 3, and in fact, both you guys have got your specials early on the program. Joel, your value bets in race 2, and that's number 10, Vitani.
Yeah, she's a mare that's always had a bit of ability. Craig Williams has always had a bit of an association with her, and I think that's a good sign. He thinks a bit of her. Linda Meach in the saddle on Saturday. Look, she measured up to this sort of level last prep, placed behind Supre at Sandown, and then was good behind that mare again at Caulfield. 1,300 to 1,200 was clearly a negative second up at Sandown, but she was really doing her best work late. I think 1700 is perfect for her, so I can back her each way. And my best roughy on the card is Working From Home in the last. Good Caulfield form, good wet track form, and a good jump out against Scales of Justice and Be Good to Your Mother. So I can certainly have something on her at 20-1.
My best comes up in race 4, Age of Chivalry. I thought it's a terrific first run in the race, and will rate highly going forward. A good form race, of course, taken out by Usain Vola. Tavasan in behind and will have a good preparation, I think. But this horse has had no luck, Age of Chivalry, and was sort of, just as other horses have got sort of making their moves and building momentum, this horse is stuck in traffic in behind. But once out, got out really well. Up to 1400 metre suits. It's got good 1400 metre form around horses like Mr. Quicket and the inevitable last preparation. So should be hard to beat. Race 4, number 6, probably rock bottom odds now. It's been backed into about $2.10. Another that's been backed in, was a horse I thought would be, well, it's started about $4.60, which is probably on the borderline of each way odds for me, but it's been backed into $3. They're a punting stable, the Paul Prusky Yard. Their mare, Wrapped With Gold Tooth, thinks of very good winning chance, back against her own sex after really nice run in the Mildura Cup behind Hussein Eagle, who of course won the race last year. And the early money is a good sign. So instead of a best and a value, I think I'll just have two best bets at Caulfield. Race 2, 5, Wrapped With Gold Tooth, and race 4, 6, Age of Chivalry.
Alrighty, they are racing unusually on the Kensington track, excuse me, at Randwick in Sydney on Saturday. Unusual for a Saturday, that is. And there's no black tie, but there's a few interesting races. There's the Spring Preview Handicap over 1400 metres. See some interesting Waller and Waterhouse and Godolphin runners resuming there. In particular, one of the Godolphin ones, Wren's Day. We've also got the Premier's Cup Prelude over 1800. Sees the Tassie horse East Ender making his Chris Waller debut. Both of you guys have gone around him for your top four. Joel, you're going to start us off in race 6 with your value bet, which is also Daniel's top selection in this race. And that is number 10, Savakul, for Chris Waller.
Yeah, trying to strike winning form again in this prep. She's had four runs back. Thought her first couple were solid enough, and then beaten at the Sunshine Coast, but heavy 10 and beaten by a real mudlark there. And then got out to 2,000 metres at Doomben. Stablemate, another dollar, had a very cushy time of it in front and just kicked too well. She's been given a bit of a fresh and trialled well. She's 2 for 2 at 1,800. There is that slight query of, is she going as well this prep as what she was last prep? But I guess Saturday will tell us with 52 kilos on her back. She's my value. My best is Thy Kingdom Come, race 8, number 1. I think he's ready. He's had two runs back from a spell. He can dominate this from the inside draw. James McDonald rode him to two wins last prep, including one at this track and trip by a wide margin. The X factor is Venezuela, number 10. The import for Kim War. Kim has a good record with these ex Lloyd Williams horses, and it has trialled well, and it's very short in the market. So, yeah, I'd be keen to... Well, maybe Quinella and even Save, depending on the odds. In the spring preview, I'm with Seaway. Hard to drop off him, but clear query on Wren's Day, who has showed very good form overseas. And number one, Patrick Erin, is a real blowout chance. We know he's a stayer. His last two first up runs have been quite good. If he's 40 or 50 to 1, include him in your multis.
Yeah, my best comes up earlier in the day. Race 2, number 1, Connor Murray, of course, is backing up from Rose Hill last week. Her four runs this prep resulted in 4 seconds, so she's always found one better, but she's never far away, and she actually loomed up quite ominously last start, and almost sort of looked there for a moment she might go, was going to go past to it Bron Her, that smart mare from the Waller stable, but that filly's that girl's class showing through at the end. I'm happy to be with her, Connemara. I think she's ready to win now. The value, that's race 2, number 1, the best, and the value comes up in race 7, number 9, Cradle Mountain. A horse been with a couple of times this preparation, and this has let me down. He's not really likes the wet tracks. He's had two genuine heavy tracks, and then last start on a good surface, put up the slow recovery. So forgiving of that, since going to the trials and won quite easily under a hold with some good horses in behind him. Drawn well here for Jason Collett, and around the $9 or $10 mark, I think Cradle Mountain. And give us a good run for our money. Race 7, number 9.
Alrighty, Morfordville, they're racing on the course proper in Adelaide on Saturday, and the first of the black type races there in the new season is race 7, the David R. Coles AM Spring Stakes, which is always a bit unusual that this is run in August, but it's has attracted a reasonable field, although, as I stated before, Joel's top selection here, Behemoth, we believe, heading to Melbourne instead. That leaves you both with a horse who is a Group 1 winner and resumed with a bit of a surprise win in Melbourne. Won't be such a surprise if Scales of Justice takes the Spring Stakes, Daniel.
Yeah, that's it. Like $10 that day. And of course, the reason it was such a big price is the dollar. What price did Caesar sell that day? $1.80, $1.90 thereabouts, and got rolled. And that horse Caesar has since run well at Flemington last week, running third. Look, Scales of Justice, I thought probably be a bit shorter than it was, about $2.80, $2.90. I guess it is a pretty deep field. I can't go past him off the strength of that last start win. Carries the exact same weight, and this is not a whole heap tougher, maybe with one or two horses, especially with the stretch of Behemoth anyway. So happy to have the one on top, Scales of Justice. Dallasan, smart type resuming from the McDonald Gluyasad, will be heading to Melbourne this spring and contesting some good races there. I think Heart Empire and Dispatch were thoughts as well, but Scales of Justice, the one hard to beat. 1, 4, 10 and 2 in that.
Yeah, Scales of Justice for me. At 15 and 3, I could probably have something on Beautiful Flyer. She would have been bigger odds, obviously, with Behemoth in it, but she's flying this mare. Great opportunity for some black type for her. She come through that Usain Bowler race that Daniel was speaking about before at the Valley. She's having a really good prep, so I think she's a good place bet. 2 Dispatch, Group 1 winner, and 10 Dallasan, the emerging 3-year-old.
Alrighty, Daniel, talk us through your specials at Morfordville.
Yeah, best bet, race 6, number 9, Shop Till I Drop from the Inform McAvoy stable. She's a Savaville mare who I've been following since the beginning of her career. She debuted back in December last year. Debuted in Adelaide, I thought ran really well in 2 starts at preparation. Only stepped out to 1400 metres, I think this is a horse that wants, being Savaville mare, wants a bit further, and she definitely ran like she did. She stepped up to 1600 metres last start at Murray Bridge in a benchmark 56 and got a long way back from the wide draw, but she was a very eye-catching winner there, just getting out in the street on the line. Steps up to 1800 metres, that's perfect, and she's progressed nicely since her last start run. So Shop Till I Drop, hardest to beat, I think, at Morfordville on Saturday. Race 6, number 9. The value comes up in race number 2. Ex-Waller runner in Up and Rolling, who's taken a few starts to find his feet for Grant Young, but his last few efforts have been pleasing, and I think if he continue on that sort of trajectory, he's obviously rock hard fit at the moment and a big price at $10. So Up and Rolling, my value, race 2, number 2.
I'll go against you there and make Hunamosa my best. Third run in as many weeks, but looks well placed on his 2 runs last week. Last 2 weeks, fourth at the Valley behind the Universe and fourth at Flemington. Just looks to be ready to win, and this looks a nice race. And we'll stick with Elsvior as the value. Reared in the gates last week, so a late scratching. They put a barrier blanket on him. Unfortunately, they've come up with a wide gate this week, so he's going to need a little bit of luck, but still worth a play each way.
Eagle Farm, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. Daniel, and your best comes up relatively early, race 3, number 9, McEwen.
Yeah, I think it's my best all around the country on Saturday. Barks McEwen, very good trial leading up to the first up run. I thought he'd be a good chance first up, but I thought he would be a little bit exposed. I thought he'd need the run first up, but he was very good. Almost caught the stablemate Six Sigma on the line. Drops 4 kilos from that run here and meets Yernard down the bottom of the page here, the 12, a kilo better. So ticks a lot of boxes, McEwen, and is a previous winner second up at this track, no less. So happy to be with him. Race 3, number 9 is my best all day in Brisbane and probably around the country. And then the value comes up later in the day. Race 7, number 9. There we go. In Granny Red Shoes. I've backed this mare both starts as preparation, and she's got back a long way and never looked a winning chance really, but run on very well. Should have probably been waiting until she got out to 1600 metres or these sort of distances, which she does today. I think she'll get back as she normally does, but up from 1350 to 1600 metres. She should have plenty of time to catch them, and I think she's come up a really big price. I thought she'd come up $6 or $7, but she's gone up $13, $14. Happy to have her each way. Jim Byrne for the Toby and Trent Edmonds yard. Number race 7, number 9, Granny Red Shoes, my best value in Brizzy.
Just race 4, number 5, Reckless Choice for me. He was a good horse to follow last prep. He'll get better once he gets out over further, but his recent trial suggests that he was sharp enough to win at 1200 first up.
Okay, still at Belmont in Perth on Saturday. We do have a listed race, as often happens with these listed winter races in WA. Small field, only the 7, except as BJ likes number 5, Great Again. Has been rolled last couple of starts, so probably getting out to something almost backable despite Pike being aboard. $3.75, race 5, number 5, Great Again. BJ's best, race 7, number 5, Essential Spice, going for a hat-trick. And his value bet is a maiden in the 3-year-old race. That is race 2, number 7, Ex Celestial. Earlier in the day, Joel, we are racing at Tarapa and Otaki.
Yeah, the Group 2 Foxbridge Plate, Wait for Age at Tarapa, is the highlight, and I'll have a lot of Australian eyes watching it because we see the return of the Tiakau Racing pair, Jamie Richards pair, Tiakau Shark and Melody Bell. Obviously, Melody Bell's the proven Group 1 star. Tiakau Shark's trying to get there, both being set likely for Australian campaigns. The bookies are with Tiakau Shark, and so am I. $2.15, very short. It's going to be very wet track there, but he's handled heavy before. So I'm with him to beat 7, Helena Baby. He's the fit, in-form horse. I think he's won 7 out of 9 or 7 out of 10. So he'll give that pair something to chase. Melody Bell in for third, and Southern Icon's a good Tarapa horse. He's next best. Supreme Heights is my best for Tarapa, race 8, number 13. Has won her past 2. She's going through the grades nicely. We'll jump on, and hopefully she can make it 3 in a row. She looks to be pretty promising. And Samoon has the value. Race 7, number 12. Trialled in New Zealand, and then her owner sent her across to Victoria. She won a maiden. They tried her in some better races. She didn't measure up. She's back in New Zealand with Tony Pike. She's had 2 very quiet trials, the latest behind Tiakau Shark. And at Otaki, the best is Hurricane. Race 7, number 1. Knocking on the door of a win, 3 seconds in a row, gets another good opportunity, and the value bet is Durham, race 6, number 3. Third up, ready to peak, and the 1600 should suit.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Leaving us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already, all the form for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fields for the 2 New South Wales meetings on Monday, all your favourite columnists, Matt Stewart, Shane Templeton, Paul Richards, stories by previous stories as mentioned earlier by Joel and Daniel, and all your other favourite features and stats. In winning post, still only $5.50. Our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, look, I did make Brooklyn Hustle my best, but I might go with, because I assume you're going to Brisbane, Daniel, I'm going to go with one of yours. Knock off one of yours, knock off your best, in fact, for Caulfield, race 4, number 6, Age of Chivalry.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. I'm going to head to Brisbane, race 3, number 9, McEwen.
And Joel?
I'll play a running double in the last 2 races at Caulfield. So we'll take 50 Stars and Mystic Journey into Working From Home and Causeway Girl.
There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.